sometimes we've had, sometimes had not.
For more than three decades, Roadhouse Rock has met up with gospel in the music of the Holmes Brothers. Over the years, the Holmes Brothers have made music with everyone from Bob Dylan, Van Morrison, and Bruce Springsteen to Patti Smith, Merle Haggard, and Ben Harper. One of their favorite musical collaborators is Joan Osborne, who produced this latest CD called Feed My Soul. The Holmes Brothers are Sherman Holmes on bass, Wendell Holmes on guitar, and Popsy Dixon on drums. As they like to say, Popsy is a brother from a different father and mother. Feed My Soul comes out March 2nd, but the Holmes Brothers are in the D.C. area to perform, so we got them to come into our studio. Thanks so much for braving the snow.
It's our pleasure.
You're welcome. Our pleasure.
Now, Feed My Soul seems like a triumph on several different levels, but Wendell, maybe the best part of Feed My Soul is that it's proof that you're still here with us.
Absolutely. You know you're right.
Now, you had a fight with cancer recently.
I did, Gwendolyn, and I came out victorious. You know, the devil tried to kill me, but it was not my time to go. So I just thank God for the blessing of still being here. And, hey, everything worked out fine. So far, so good.
That's all right. That's all right. And Sherman Holmes, how did your brother's illness influence what we hear on this album, Feed My Soul?
Well, I think it had a lot to do with both of our writings. And I appreciate having my brother with me since I almost went with him there.
Well, it seems like the song called Rounding Third takes this whole matter on. So Absolutely. Let's listen.
Bye-bye, so long, I'm glad you're gone. A good riddance, I'm out of third. I'm heading home. Check a fight.
Now, Wendell Holmes, after hearing a song like that, I feel like I can't call you Mr. Holmes. I feel like I know you. So may I call you Wendell?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, are you saying goodbye to your illness or bye-bye to a girlfriend or both?
Well, you know what? It can be interpreted in many ways, but actually, I'm telling cancer to bug off. That I'm through with you, no more. I received a victory, and you're in my past.
Well, that sounds like a good message for cancer.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness! You know, there's another artist, Levon Helm, who went through cancer, a long battle with cancer,
mm-hmm.
came out on the other side
mm-hmm.
with two Grammys, and
right.
you know what I mean, in a revived career.
That's right. Absolutely.
So,
you know, Gwen, Levon Helm, I'm not cutting you off, but
he
recorded with us on our last album. It was his first recording after his bout with cancer.
Really?
Absolutely. Very dear friend of ours.
Let's listen to another song, because mm-hmm. as I said, I'm crazy about this CD.
And
the song Fairweather Friend.
Oh, my God.
Now, this has a very traditional sound, and it talks about an aspect of illness that rarely gets put into song, you know, and that's when people who you consider your friends let you down.
Where have you been? My fair-weather friend.
My back up against the
wall.
Slipped away again.
Slipped away again.
Friends are forever.
Stick till the end. Where have you been? My fair-weather friend.
It's true. It reminds me of that Martin Luther King line, you know, in the end, it's not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
That is
so
true, isn't it?
You know, it all looks like friendship, but the truth of the matter is people don't always stand by you.
That's true.
That's very true. You find yourself alone many times in the time of crises. Yes.
It's true. It's true. But, you know, I don't want to leave the audience with the impression that this is a bleak album, because it's just too much fun to listen to. I noticed that you all do a Lennon and McCartney song on this album. Whose idea was that?
Well, actually, I believe that was Joan Osborne's idea. And Brother Popsy, he's singing lead on it. He does a great job on that song.
I love you so. I'm the one.
The one who wants you. Betsy Dixon. That's a great version of the song. Now, what is the secret to drumming and singing at the same time? I mean, Levon Helm does it. You do it. How do you make it look easy? I can't. I can barely sing and, you know, walk.
Well, actually, though, it's, if you're not used to it, it's very hard.
Yes.
Because you're doing a drumming one thing. Then you start, because you be singing something, then you got might do an accent in between that, or off-time an accent. It gets a little rough, just that's real concentration in there.
Yes.
Yeah. I have played a song I've been doing for years. He took a solo. I got ready to sing it again. Forgot what song it was. I told him, I said, take another solo. Then I waited. After a while, it started coming. I said, oh, that's it. Sometimes that happens, though, to all of us.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, but what I also like about this album, you know, Feed My Soul, you combine the secular and the profane. But you, there you go. The secular and the profound, along with the sacred and all. And you do it quite effortlessly, it seems. And so have you ever gotten any pushback, you know, from critics or fans or whatever who are uncomfortable with that notion, Sherman?
Well, once when we were in California, we were on a tour and the churches in the area got together and put a gospel show right across from us and kill our show.
What?
Yeah,
that's true.
Because they didn't want the profane or the profound and the profane and the Christian together.
Well, there has been a long-standing tension, hasn't there, between particularly blues music,
absolutely,
and gospel.
Absolutely.
You know, you're fighting for the same crowd.
That's right. That's right. Always like to say we rock them on Saturday and save them on Sunday. So, you know.
There you go. But there you go. Wendell Holmes, yes. You know, you did you bring your guitar? You brought your guitar.
I did bring my guitar, of course, Gwen.
Well, I'm so glad. I mean, in the snow, you know, we can't really expect anybody to haul anything. You know,
it's my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Well, I am hoping that you can play for us the song "Pledging My Love," which was a Johnny Ace song.
Absolutely.
If it's all right with you, if you could just play us on out
absolutely.
With it. And before we hear the song, I'd like to thank you all again for coming in. You've been just wonderful, wonderful guests and
thank
great
you.
Gentlemen.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. So we have Wendell and Sherman Holmes and Popsy Dixon, the Holmes brothers.
Thank you.
Forever, my darling, our love will be true. Always and forever, I'll love only you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. Let this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command to have love and to hope. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you for the rest of my days. I'll never part from you, and your loving ways.
The Holmes brothers, Wendell and Sherman Holmes, along with Popsy Dixon, playing in our studio. Their CD, Feed My Soul, comes out on Alligator Records March 2nd. Our feature was produced by Peter Breslow and Ned Warden and recorded by Drew Reynolds and Neil Tivolt. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Gwen Tompkins.
My heart's at your command, dear, to have love
to hold, making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you for the rest of my days. I'll never part from you and your love.